Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 16, Episode 7, Nashville, Tennessee. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, they call this one, they call this episode Jamaican Me Crazy. Is it Jamaican You Crazy yet?
It already has. Mm-hmm. It already has. These, you know, it's so interesting, the drama that's happened so far. Mm-hmm. It to me, a lot of it's not big drama. It's people who've not dealt with their own personal shit.
Right.
And so they're letting it all out on this show. I'm sure there's some dude and some girl out there that's like, ooh, we dodged a bullet dating these people.
Probably a whole bunch of people saying that. You know, it's interesting because, you know, I did see some, and we talk about this a lot, especially, well, I should say, you complain about this part a lot, the fact that we just haven't gotten through a whole lot. And I saw somebody go, we're at episode 7 on Twitter, of course, because, you know, hashtag MAFS is, of course, a great place to just, you know, peruse as you're watching the episode. And somebody's like, we're already in episode 7, and they haven't even visited each other's houses yet. And of course, they ended up visiting each other's houses at the end of the episode. But still, I get what they were saying. It's episode 7. Like, seriously. Or somebody else who even said, I know we asked for shorter episodes, but damn, can we get some substance?
Let's speed some of this stuff up. Because, yeah, 7 episodes in, and they're just now getting back to reality. Mm-hmm. And just all the drama that came with that we're going to talk about. But it would be nice if it was more substance to each of these 1.5 hours mm-hmm. of show. I'm still thankful that it's no longer 2-hour episodes.
Right.
Thank God. But this show is just, ugh.
Well, it's going to get better. We know the drama's on the way. And I think, you know, what it looks like, and we'll get to that when we get to the end of the episode, so I won't even mess with that, because I noticed that the president of the Just Terrell fan club showed up and said last week somebody said that Terrell and Shaq, Shaq reminds them, or not, you remind them of Shaq, or Shaq reminds them of you, whichever way it was. Either way, he goes, they both clearly have the attributes of outstanding alphas. As one of the 5 guys who watch this channel, we appreciate you. He says he's a Shaq fan, but he also said something in there, in the way it went through, both articulate, well-spoken men that exude a zoo confidence and blah, 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 blah. I see it differently because, yeah, you both exude the attributes of an alpha. There are 2 attributes I know of alphas.
Let's stop that.
You have one, and he has the other.
Don't make me go to Atlanta and whoop that ass.
Come on, Cletus. You can drive here, but you're going to crawl back.
On your birthday today, I'm going to drive down and whoop that ass. So happy birthday and take this ass whooping talking about alphas again.
Hey, let me tell you something. First of all, the last person that thought they were going to whoop my ass is still thinking they're going to whoop my ass. It damn sure didn't happen. Let's get that clear. Now, before we have to, you know, virtually fight. Let us get to the episode, man. Got to start off where we ended last week with Clint and Gina, because that's where the episode picked back up, with Gina still playing the victim. Because is it me? Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I forgot in a week. You know, I am a whole week older now. Did Clint say that she wasn't slender, or did he simply say that, you know, this, you know, hey, she's not type I usually date athletic and slender, which, let's be honest, none of them are.
This is what's bothered me since last episode, and every time I look at Gina. Clint didn't say, hey, you're fat, or whatever. She took it that way, and even the other ladies took it that way. I'm like, he does not owe any of y'all an apology, and I don't think he owes Gina an apology for that. She took it and got offended when he said, I normally date people slender. It's like, oh, you're talking about my weight. Well, that's your issue. He's only known you for 7 days at this point.
Right.
He's only known you for 7 days. That's not his fault. Mm-hmm. You know, but you also said the same thing. I'm normally not attracted to people who look like you.
Yes.
What is he supposed to do with that?
How are all the women so upset? Especially even Kirsten, who said, but I don't like bald men. I don't like men without hair on their head. I don't like, you know, M&M chocolate looking people. And that's okay. But he says, yo, I usually, and he didn't say I don't like. He just said,
exactly.
Usually, because she brought up the attraction that, well, you know, I mean, I did mention the fact that, you know, he doesn't, you know, if she started it, why are you mad? Yeah. Don't start if you can't finish.
But you shouldn't be upset about that. Like, you shouldn't be upset around if any woman is around that feels that they are overweight. If other people are like, well, I like women who hit the gym and do burpees and shit. Okay, don't be offended that that's what they normally like. Still be your beautiful, thick self and move on about your business. Same as dudes, right? I mean, I'm not all uber fit, but if some girl was like, you know, Tara, only date guys who are ripped and this and that, I'm like, oh, well, cool. Well, if they have a sister, let me know. I'd love to talk to them, but it's not me.
you gonna take this dad bod and like it, goddammit.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, but why should that bother you? And I think that, you know, we all have to have our self-esteems in check to not let little stuff like this. If he called her, hey, you are this, and I don't like you for this, that's totally wrong. But what he said, minor.
Now, Dallas Boss 88 disagrees and says, yes, he did. That's like saying, I usually like people with good breath. That means your breath is bad. Then brush your teeth and pop a mint. Play the song.
And if you've been walking around with stank breath, you got some crappy friends who's not been honest with you and told you, hey, you need to wash your mouth.
Hey, shout out to Kevin, too, man. He said, Preach Fellas, a big reason why I love this pod, getting real talk. He never said that, and the fake outrage is wrong. It's dead wrong. And I will say this, though. I have seen a lot of women say exactly what we're saying. So it's not just a male versus females in this one, in that sense of like, oh yeah, you know, we have to be very aware that we're two men talking about a show that is 90% women watching.
Right. Totally recognize that. Mm-hmm. And I think we're very mindful in things that we say. We make fun of all the people, but more about their character, not so much their looks. But I do think that there is a problem with folks that feel some type of way. Yes, I said it. Feel some type of way because...
You actually did. Wow.
I did. Yeah. People feel some type of way because Clint made that comment. There was nothing negative about that comment. That's what's in her own head. And for the other ladies, like, you're around a bunch of curvy women and you say that. Yeah. He could be surrounded by curvy women. He could say, you know, y'all are beautiful. I usually date people who are slender and fit, but...
Like Jasmine. You know, Tara Gino says that Clint was being passive aggressive. He wouldn't have made that comment if Gina hadn't made the comment about gingers. Yes. Now, this is where I agree with you. Because when he sat down with the guys, he's like, oh, you know, I didn't mean anything by it. And it wasn't in retaliation because she said this. You're lying, Clint. Because we know that fake I didn't do it because is bullshit. But I'm all here for you in the retaliation part of it. If she's going to attack you on the way you look and what you can't change, then yes, okay. And you keep doing it, here's what's going to come back. I'm going to show you that I'm not going to sit here and just take this. But at least own up to it. He did it purposely because she did. That was retaliation.
Well, he might have, but here's my thing. All the ladies that either watch our show or the people on Twitter have that same energy you have with Clint about what Gina said to him. Mm-hmm. Because she didn't have to tell him, I'm normally not you, but this is what you look like, and you can't help that. Have that same energy with what she said. It can't be, let's rally around her because she got sand in her vagina over his comment. We can't do that.
I can't believe you actually went that route.
I did. That's the vodka talking. Sorry. Oh, that's my God. Tito's and soda.
Apparently, it's more Tito's than soda. High Five says we should be more outraged that Gina said her waist is 26 inches. Nope, not. Ain't no way. Okay. So we're going to leave that one alone.
Yes. Yes.
Because we still got to talk more about Clint and Gina. We got to talk about Shaq and Kirsten. We got to talk about McKinley and Dominique, Chris and Nicole, and of course, Eris and Jasmine. But before we get to the dinner, I got to say thank you to everybody who has been, you know, posting a happy birthday in the chat. Appreciate it. Thank you. And Terrell knows I usually don't even mention anything about my birthday. I make sure at work they don't put it up in the boards. I purposely do that. But thank you guys. I appreciate it. And my wife posts. So once you know, this is one of the things about getting married, Terrell. When you get married and your wife does something, she posts, you better share that, especially invites you to collaborate on Instagram. You better share it. She tags you on Facebook. You better share it, okay?
No, I just wanted to make sure that all the world knew it was your birthday today, because you're my dude, you're my guy. So even What's though funny? you say a lot of shit I don't agree with,
of course,
and you oftentimes make negative comments about alphas that I really can't stand. But outside of that,
only two. And they're true, so whatever. And it's funny because, you know, we did this exact recap on your birthday, and here we are again, mm-hmm. doing it on mine. So dope. Again, appreciate you, you know, coming along on this ride. And I know you're starting to enjoy this, just like we enjoyed the dinner that all the couples had. And Clint did something that I'm glad they cut it short, because I know that apology went a long time. And the apology / non-apology. It really wasn't an apology, was it?
Thank you. Thank you, because as he started talking, I literally started typing my notes. I'm like, ugh, apology tour. Stop it. You know? But, and if he did say the actual words, I apologize, mm-hmm. they edited it out. You know, but exactly. He just like, hey, look, I say things, da-da-da. And it reminded me of what's his name from Game of Thrones. I drink and I know things.
Yep, Sorry. Tyrion.
Yeah, Tyrion. That's what reminded me of Tyrion Lannister. I drink and I know things. But, you know, he didn't apologize. I was wondering what he was going to say. And so, but I commend him for even getting up to say that when he didn't have to. Because to me, he didn't know anybody other than Gina any type of conversation.
That's my point. Because what the hell was Nicole talking about? He didn't owe you an apology. Get over it. He doesn't have to apologize to you or to any of the rest of them. And Gina already said he apologized in the room. So he didn't owe y'all jack other than, you know what? I spoke out of turn. I shouldn't have said it in front of y'all. That's it.
Exactly. He didn't have to say anything. But Nicole's Nicole. She's not going to like him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. No matter what. Even if Gina loves him, she's not going to like him. Mm-hmm. And it just is what it is. But she doesn't have to. She's not married to Clint. She needs to focus on baby Chris. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, you know, Gina said I cracked up on the after party when they said he apologized for 45 minutes and I ever apologized. that's why I did watch the first half of the after party. So, and we'll talk about Nisha. We'll talk about that other thing in a little bit too, when we get to Eris and Jasmine. But you know, that's why I'm saying I'm glad they edited it, because it sounded like it went for a long time. It sounded like he was about to. Whew,
it was like he was in a filibuster at the dinner. That's what it seemed like to me. I was like, just stop. Just say cheers and sit your ass down.
You know, here's a great point that Dallas Boss makes. Says Mavs is making the show a group event. In the first season, they didn't all live in the same place, which is true. They never saw each other. That is very true. And they really did. Now they've made it where they go to the bachelor parties, bachelorette parties together. Before it was very individual, but it was only like three couples back then. So you had one couple that was going to do this, one was going to do this. Very different then. But I like the group thing. And here you go in this group date, this group dinner. Of course, Gina never apologized. But then they ask about it, all the couples, and all the couples, rate yourselves. And how are you? Then McKinley came to the table with hope. And you can see immediately, Dominique wasn't even here for it. She took jabs like, well, you know, thankfully I work with 12-year-olds. My peers.
Yeah. So they both agreed at a 7.5.
Right.
And I get it. I have some more to say about Dom, you know, later. But they agreed at a 7.5. So, okay, that's not too bad. Mm-hmm. For 8 days.
What about Nicole and Chris? Because Nicole was so ready to judge Clint. She was judging him on everything, right? When it had nothing to do with her, but she's judging him. But then you see her and Chris. What do you think of their ratings?
They're 8.2?
Yeah.
Because if she said, I would say a 10, but you know, because she really wanted to say 10, but the fact that he said 8.2, she's like, well, I got to dial it back a little.
Okay, so did you not believe her? Because remember, she guessed Chris, he guessed Nicole. The craziest thing is they both guessed each other's names. He guessed what she would look like. Do you not think that maybe they actually both had an 8.2? I know it's very obscure, but still.
No, I don't think so. But I think if he would have said a 9, 9.5, she'd have said 9, 9.5.
Right.
You know, but they seem to be the most happy out of all the couples. So I expected their rating to be pretty high.
Yeah, seem to be. Well, Kirsten and Shaq, right? Kirsten was like, yeah, Shaq, let's hear it. And then continued to just go ahead and give her opinion just so that he knew to stick to the script. Here's what we're going to say. Here's what you believe.
Let me tell you where we at.
Before you slip up and say what you really feel, let me tell you something.
Well, I think they're both lying. Because, Shaq, you're 7 with a woman who won't kiss you. Mm. I'm sorry. That's going to take some huge hits on some points.
Yes.
You're at a 7, you won't even kiss me?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
Exactly.
And then Kirsten's just trying to get through it. But if she thinks it's a 7, that's great. Oh, my God. Whatever.
He gave that booty a 7. That's what it was. That's what Shaq did. Gina rates them at a 5, and Clint went a little higher with a 5.5. What'd you think?
I think he was, that was his kind of like mea culpa to just be like, hey, I was kind of being an ass. So 5.5 for me, I think you're great. You think with all your thickness and slenderness and your 26-inch waist and the other part of the waist that you didn't want to talk about, 5.5.
He's like, I'm going to multiply that 26 inches you say you have by 2, and then I'm going to subtract 0.3. Divide it by 10. All right, so Eris and Jasmine, he gives Jasmine an opportunity to tell everybody where they are so that he doesn't have to crush her first. And that's the first thing that came to mind when he's like, well, you tell him.
So the fact that Jasmine had to bring up that he said he's never been in love, I totally get it. That is a red flag. Mm-hmm. That is a concern. But I think that she was being honest in her ranking. Mm-hmm. Eris is lying his ass off because he doesn't want to mess up his future DMs by trying to berate this woman on live TV.
Right.
He is not feeling her at no 7 level at all.
Well, apparently Nicole is rubbing off on Chris, and they even talked about this a little bit on the after party because it should have been a red flag to Jasmine immediately. And she even said that it should have been a red flag because Chris doesn't speak up when Chris is like, so, well, do you ever think you can see yourself falling in love with her? Because remember, and they even reminded us, he said that she's at a 12 for him, but he's at a 4 or 5. But yet at the table, he goes, well, 7. And all the guys are like, huh? Huh? And what
they knew. Yeah, they knew it was a lie too, but they're just like, ooh, I can't react to this because I know my wife's going to ask me questions. And
yes.
Bro code, which Shaq doesn't have, you know, bro code says we don't talk about.
Apparently, neither does Chris.
Yeah, Chris just, can you see yourself falling over? You know, you've never been in love. I'm like, damn, Chris.
Yeah, yo, he threw him under the bus head first.
Yeah, I wish Eris would say, can you see yourself without one of your dogs?
Well, see, only thing is that hadn't come up yet, so I guess you can understand why. But that'll be the first thing I'm saying at the reunion. How are your dogs, you love? Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute because we still got, of course, we got to get to Chris and Nicole. We got to get to Eris and Jasmine in more detail, McKinley and Dominique, Shaq and Kirsten. But let's get back to Clint and Gina real quick because, you know, after the dinner, I'm with Clint when they're talking about, you know, the dishwasher when they first move in, and he's like, yo, I hand wash everything, you know? And for me, I do that too. I wash all my dishes by hand. The dishwasher's there to dry the dishes.
However you do it. I mean, I lived in a place for 6 years, 7 years, and probably used the dishwasher 5 times. Mm. But when you live alone, why would I let dishes pile up? And then also for the bachelor life, you know, I would have, like, you know, this pot, this skillet, I need to reuse these to cook. And so I'm going to have to wash them anyway. So, you know, I didn't see a big issue with that. But why does he got to wake up and give us the TMI about his bubble guts? I mean, the dude has no filter whatsoever.
None.
Whatsoever. How was that romantic laying in bed? Oh, babe, last night, 5 in the morning.
Hey, trust me. I'm sure if the bubble guts are that, she knew. That room ain't but so big. Hotel rooms aren't but that big.
I know. And you're doing this with someone you're not in love with yet. You know, normally a woman doesn't get the bubble guts guy for a little time into the relationship. It ain't like date number 2. Hey, babe, can I use your bathroom? Is this a book? I'll be right back.
You know what, though? Here's the thing about them. Once they got off the honeymoon and they moved into the apartment, I kind of like their vibe. It looked good. Now, we know from the preview of next week's episode, that was just a facade, but it looked good. And I was like, you know what? I kind of like this. Their vibe right now is good after the honeymoon. It's not going to last, but it looks good.
It was positive after what they just went through. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was them both trying to be the adult.
Right.
And just kind of, hey, we're adults. Let's just move on from it and embrace the space. It trips me out that every time I watch Married at First Sight and they go to their apartments, mm-hmm. they walk in with the look like, remember when you were in your, you know, if you're in college and you move off campus for the first time and get your first apartment and you walk in, you're like, oh, this is nice. They're so excited about this stuff. I'm like, what? I don't see the big deal. It's an apartment. Like, yeah. Dial that down a little bit.
You know,
that's me. Maybe I'm just bougie. I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. You know, as we move on to another couple here, Shaq and Kirsten. I don't know that I believe Kirsten. I think I'm going to just go ahead and call her a liar right here. And, you know, she would actually wash Shaq's clothes. I mean, she don't even like Shaquille. Do you really think she's going to pick up his drawers?
No.
She won't let him get more than a kiss on the forehead.
Yeah. No, I mean, she's not into him. She won't kiss him. That's a big problem. But something that I picked up on today, I get more annoyed when I hear Kirsten talk because she comes across on the show like she doesn't have much depth to her, where I think Shaq does. I mean, he's well-educated. Mm-hmm. He's done some things. There's not a lot of depth to her. So when I hear her talk, I'm just like, God, you must be boring around meeting strangers and other people. She's just a little off to me. But I feel bad for Shaq because I think he got the short end of the stick. He got a beautiful woman who doesn't like him.
Yeah, that, and then according to High Vibe, Kirsten looks like she's not a good homemaker. Well, we figured that out when she said she just dumps all her clothes in the dishwasher. I mean, the dishwasher, jeez. That would have been really something else. But she dumps all her clothes in the washer, and that's it.
She lost me at a messy closet. I'm sorry. if you can't get it together.
Oh, come on, man.
We're not going to work it. No, there's no
excuse. How many organized women's closets have you seen in your lifetime?
I'm not going into a lot of women's closets, but I tend to date people who are neat and tidy. That's my type. I've never dated a messy person. Hmm. If I see your place for the first time, we have 3 dates and it's great. You invite me over to your place and I see it's all busted. I'm done because that's who you are. I can't train you to be different. I shouldn't have to. You are who you are. I got to like that. And I don't like messy people.
So do you go in the bathroom and pull the shower curtain back just to take a peek and see?
To see if there's that black... You sure do. I sure do. If your bathtub is nasty, you invited me over to see this nasty shit. If I just happen to just like, hey, dropped you off, I'm like, ooh, babe, can I use your bathroom before I get on the road? And I catch your bathroom looking dirty, you get a pass. You invite me over, and I can come to your house. When I was at your house... Oh. And I had to go, you know, I looked, I'm like, was the shower clean? Okay, we good. But I still check.
You know, you talk about how Kirsten talks, and Michelle said Kirsten talks like she's on her way to a nap.
Yes. So you want me to wash your clothes or you want to do them separate? What kind of detergent you use?
Y'all mean, boy. Chris and Nicole, we're going to talk about them coming up as well as Eris and Jasmine. But McKinley and Dominic, man. Dominic, a.k.a. I'm not your brother.
Okay. I have to confess something. Uh-huh. I have been saying for the last 6 episodes.
Well, wait, hold on. Let's do this real quick. All right, go ahead.
I have been saying for the last 6 episodes how beautiful Dom is. Mm-hmm. Now, she is beautiful, but every time she talks, it just takes it down and down, down, where I could not even be interested in her. Her immaturity comes out so much the more that she just likes to express herself. And I feel bad for Mac.
Yeah. You know, she's just so checked out of this thing, man. And, you know, she just keeps beating this dead horse, which is about him and the way that he complains. However, I do kind of agree with her. If you're going to go along, go along. But don't complain. Just do it. Nike that shit. Do it. Just do it. I don't need to hear you complaining about, you know, well, we just went around in a circle. What fun was that? Oh, the horse in front of me shit on me. What fun is that? Okay, maybe that. But
no, complain. Here's why I say complain.
Why?
If you go into it acting like this is your favorite thing, then the moment you don't want to do it, I think she's going to take offense to it. Mm. It's okay to say, hey, you like doing these things? I don't. But because you like them, I'll do it with you. Mm. But I'm not going to do it with you every time. Like, she likes to fish. She could probably fish every weekend. Mac might say, I'll go with you this Saturday of the month, but I'm not going with you every weekend. And that's totally okay to do that. Mm-hmm. This is the young mindset that she has in her twins, that we should do everything together and we should like all the same things. It's bullshit.
No, but in a relationship, you should do something that your significant other, or in this case, your spouse, likes to do at least one time. At least give it a try. At least do it one time. They want to go camping, Terrell? Guess what? You got to go camping at least one time. Be like, yo, okay, I'll do this one time.
He did.
But don't complain the whole damn time.
But he still did it. And he's like, hey, this isn't my norm, but I'm going to try to do this. And so she's just trying
say
to find reasons.
And then do it.
She's just trying to find reasons to complain about him. That's all it is. Which is what a young person would do. Oh, they don't like the number five, and I like the number five. We're not going to work out. That's like a young 20-something-year-old thought process that Dominique has.
Well, Reed says, how Terrell feels about Kirsten is how I feel about Dom. She sounds so dumb the more she talks, and no, it's not her being 25. And that's a little rough, though. I think it's got to do a little bit with her young part, though. I mean, she's just got a young way of thinking.
Yeah, she's just highly imaginative. I want to know what older men are dating that, because that would just drive me crazy. I couldn't make it 5 days.
She's very condescending to him, though. And I can't put it all on her. I'm sorry. We cannot put it all on Dominique when McKinley needs to man up. He's got to man up, right? Because she's, look at all the shots she took at him. She said, you know, I feel like I'm the coach.
Well, he did finally man up. And told her, like, you know, he feels he's never going to win with her, not try to make her happy. Mm. But Dom, to me, so remember when we first started this, when I was like, I have concerns about a girl Dom's age that is always up under her mama. Mm. This is why. Because your mom always tells you what you need to hear sometimes. And her mama has done everything about that, telling her what she needs to hear to make her feel good. And her friends tell her the same. Mm. Sometimes you got to get away from your parents and grow up. She has no intention to leave Nashville. McKinley has seen more of the world than she has. She never left the country before until going on this honeymoon. She still needs to grow up. But when you're around your mom all the time, it's going to be your way, because your mom is going to cut your sandwich the way you like. She's going to have that juice box and crackers for you when you come home from a long day at work. I mean, she's just a child.
You know,
I said it.
Yeah, I see. Just like Monique says, Dom reminds you of how young 25 can be, and I'm 32. Sheesh. You know, you're right, though, because I think as you start to age, you realize, especially just even in looks alone, you go, oh, wait, you start out of high school, you realize they're 25. That's how you looked at 25. But at the same time, it's the acting of it. And her whole thought process is young. I do honestly say that I find myself tuning out every time Dominique talks, so a lot of stuff that she says, I don't even hear it. What did you think when they went to go to his room?
His quarters. You know, here's the one area that I agree with Dominic. It's like, if you don't have yourself established, why get married? Mm. You know, there's a whole lot you don't have. You're staying on someone else's. He doesn't even have his own stuff on the walls. Mm. I mean, it's literally a room that he has. So I get her concern, but I think that she is, what you said, looking down on him about his situation. Now, it'd be one thing if he's like, I have bad credit, I have no money, this is why I'm staying here. That doesn't sound like that's the case.
Right.
And when she said that she felt that he lacked initiative because of the situation, he's only been there a few months.
5 months, but okay. Here's the thing, right? I understand why he didn't put anything up in the house. It's not my place. I'm not planning on staying here long. I have bought places and not put stuff up for a while. just because I'm not. When you put it up, you put it up, and it's there. And he's like, it's not my house. I'm not going to be here long. This is what it is. And his whole thing was, I think his mindset was more so, I'm going to wait to buy a place or get a place with my wife. Because it's, like some people have said before, he moved there for the show. And it really looks like he moved there for the show. At the end of the day, it's, he's been there 5 months. That's it, right? But she does have a good point, though. No lease, no mortgage, but you want to go ahead and get married at first sight? What are commitment issues here? What's real?
Could be, but he's traveled, he's moved, and done different things. I moved around a whole lot from San Antonio to Austin to Houston to Memphis to Kansas City, all within 4 years, you know, but it was career motivated. Mm-hmm. So for her to have that mindset, that's the mindset of somebody who's never left their home.
Mm-hmm. You see, Siddons fans say Mac is a scrub, though. Sorry, not sorry.
Hey, I didn't say he's like the best. I'm just saying, cut the dude some slack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this is funny. Adrienne says, I need subtitles for her parts.
No. Hold on. This is funny because he was in the weed industry.
Is he running from the law? That's
he
great
did have a weed business. Keedy. That is a great question, Keedy. Great
but
question.
They have said it's legal in Michigan, so he wouldn't really have to run from that. Now we still got to talk about Eris, aka Friendly Vibe, and Jasmine. But before we get to them, Chris and Nicole. I know we all really thought that something was happening. And this is why Chris was crying, you know.
I thought a family member died. I was like, oh, man, I hope it's not his brother. Is it his dad? But it's one of his friends.
It's them goddamn dogs.
And I knew you were going to have a field day. I knew you were going to have a field day with this. But I'm disappointed in Chris.
Why?
Because I have no issue with men that cry. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. My disappointment in him as a man is, okay, you are presented with a problem.
And find a solution.
Instead of trying to think about solutions, your first thing was to turn into a five-year-old and just cry. Like, figure it out. And kudos to Nicole, because Nicole's like, okay, what's wrong? That's all right. We're going to figure this out.
Hold on.
We have other solutions. I know they are right now, but we'll figure them out. She handled it like an adult. He was five.
He didn't even just cry. He bawled. He was bawling. And, okay, so here's something that I saw on Twitter, right? It was from Casey, who said, this is a wife. You see how she got eye level with that man, reassured him that we'd figure this out. She doesn't know how, but it can work. Yes, ma'am, it's giving. I want this marriage for real. It's giving. She was talking to her goddamn child, okay? That's how Tiger was described, that his dad used to talk to him on the golf course when he wanted to explain stuff to him. He got down to his level, talked to him eye to eye, adult to a child, but still adult, you know, on the same level. That's what you do to a child. That's not what you do. Come on.
She got him some juice. Hey, you want some juice? I got you some coffee. You want some coffee? Because, you know, it's. I think she does go into that nurturing mode when she sees him crying. The whole voice, baby, what's wrong? You know, I think that's maybe what she does. Because I don't want to be like, what you crying about?
Yo, that's what he says. Nicole should have been shouting, pineapple. Facts. Facts.
Oh, yes.
Facts.
Pineapple, we're not doing this today.
Because I agree with Sean Graham here. Says Chris's crying was disturbing. It was disturbing. It was really disturbing. And like Michelle says, it's okay for men to cry, but beta males are so unattractive.
Damn. But beta. I mean, he was boo-hooing like there was no alternative. This just is the rules. And my whole time, I'm thinking, okay, there's three dogs.
Yeah.
You only have two. Why don't you let one dog stay with one of the other couples and y'all just rotate them out?
Why the hell was she going to give up her dog? And as a man, how do you allow her to put her dog somewhere else while your two come to stay? You selfish bastard. What is wrong with you? And I don't even like dogs. You selfish bastard.
I think they're not just his dogs. Maybe they're his emotional support. Because obviously he's not doing well in relationships.
Yeah.
And so these are the two things that make him feel loved and happy, maybe. I don't know. But I mean, I just thought it was sad for you to be, as a man, as a husband, your first thing is, oh, something went wrong. You got to break down and cry rather than try to think of solutions.
Look, you know what, though? Okay. Maybe we're looking at this wrong. Maybe Chris was crying because, you know, he's trying to get that last minute booty in Jamaica, you know. You know, tears can bring out that sympathy. Sympathy meow.
I bet before the cry, he walked in there like Cuba Gooding Jr. in Boys in the Hood, just swinging. I think they edited that part out. But
you know, and just want to point out that that was the worst punching I've ever seen from anybody. I don't know if it was exaggerated, but that was Cuba Gooding Jr. I'm glad he got better at his punching skills when he did Pearl Harbor, because that was terrible. Now, here's the thing, that should have been a red flag for Nicole, right? That this man is bawling, not finding any solution. Because here's where you see people like Reed saying here, Chris crying was embarrassing. Nicole should be put up on notice. He shut down like a child, didn't even try to problem solve or talk to. Same thing you said, right? That's a red flag. Mm-hmm. But then Nicole said, I see your red flag, and I'll double down with one of my own. Do you love me yet?
I'm getting rid of my dog. Are we good? Do you love me now?
God, it's been, what, 8 days? And they just got on the honeymoon. Didn't she just ask him a couple days ago?
She did. She did. And, like, once he says it, you can't just oops and say that to her. Because once you do...
Yeah. Wait, look, do not mess up and say it in the middle of sex just because.
Yeah, because she's got a Glenn Close you in a heartbeat, boiling a rabbit.
Did you notice, and I think he's starting to see, because you can almost see the look at his face when she said that, right? He's starting to see that, because even when you see them near the end of the episode and they just woke up and he was just not here for her talking in the morning. And maybe, just maybe, follow me here. Maybe that's why he was crying the morning before. He was trying to get some sleep and she just wouldn't shut up. He's like, I got to live with this for the rest of my life. I can't do this.
I'm sorry. I'm crying because, like I said, every week, I'm not going to put it on screen. Every week, somebody puts something in the comments that just throws me. And center stage with Gigi, you wrong for that. You wrong for that.
I'm going to put it up there, goddammit. That's hilarious.
That just had me. I couldn't stop. I'm trying not to laugh, but I'm like, that got me. That was good.
Oh, my God. Y'all are hilarious. Look, as we get to our final couple, Eris, Mr. Friendly Vibe, and Jasmine. Eris said, you know, after the dinner and he went to work out the next morning, he said he's feeling guilty that he's not on the same level as Jasmine. And then says that he's attracted to her.
No, he's not. He's not attracted to her. I can't stand Eris. The more I watch him, I can't stand him. And it starts with when he comes back from the gym and she has breakfast. Who's sitting there with AirPods in your ear while you're having breakfast with your wife? On your honeymoon, who does? I mean, you couldn't come to my house. I've known you for what, 30 some years. You couldn't come to my house and sit with me at the table and eat with the AirPods on. I'd be like, can you take those off? And he goes, not on. I'd be like, it's disrespectful.
Was so disrespectful.
It's disrespectful, but his poor eye contact.
Oh, like, but that's been there from day one.
It just bothers me so much.
He had the AirPods in like he was listening to instructions or the soundtrack for that conversation, okay? The only way he's going to look at her is if he's forced to. He was forced to look at her at the altar. They were looking at each other. They were forced to look at each other, right? They're sitting eating breakfast next to each other. So they're not looking at each other. And he purposely is not even, he's never looked. He's just got these dead eyes when he's talking to her. You ever notice that? It's not even that he's not looking at her. He's got no expression at all. There is nothing in his face at all.
And guys, we know that look. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example of what that looks like. If I think back in college, right, this is college days. If Yanni mm-hmm. has a date, but she wants to have a friend come. And he's like, Tara, I got this date. I need you to keep her friend company for me and whatever. So I'd fall on the sword. This is hypothetical, by the way. I fall on the sword. And so my attitude is just like Eric's. Oh, word, you're majoring in what? Oh, awesome. That's so cool. And I'm not looking at you because I'm not interested.
That's great.
And I think that's what it is. It's like he's falling on the sword for a friend with somebody else.
You know, it's funny because as they're sitting there having breakfast and he's sitting there looking, and she's now checked out, so she's no longer looking at him because she realized he's not looking at me. They're sitting there like they have the Great Wall of China between the two of them eating breakfast because they're just both there looking straight ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking to each other. No real communication at all, right? The thing about it is they get ready to leave. And this is just a pet peeve of mine. I like the shirts. I think the shirts are cute. I just hate the term wifey. It's to me, that's a step down from wife, right? Wifey is what you say when, all right, we together, but you ain't going to be together.
I'm going to get you a gift card for some therapy because
go ahead.
The word wifey, your thing with dogs, I really think you need to lay on a couch and talk to somebody about these things that are going on in your head because I don't see it.
What? I'm just saying. I don't see anything wrong with it. Go back to the song. The song from Next, Wifey. It was all about, would you be my wifey? It wasn't saying, you know, let's forever. It was, yeah, for now. I'm just saying. I mean,
well, just, life is not an R&B song. Who are you, the fucking Wiz? Like, everything has a song.
Yes, it does. I'm just saying. Every time I see it, it irks me, especially when they give these couples, you know, husband, wife. That's what it is. Hubby, wife. But wifey, it's not cute. That's what you do when you play when you're in your early 20s. That's if Dominique is wearing wifey, I go, yeah, that's it. I get it. No, don't.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I will not get y'all for Christmas this year hubby wifey t-shirts.
Yeah, don't do that. I'll be cleaning with those. I give it to the cats to sleep on.
Okay, the Wiz. What color is it now? Is it gold? Is it emerald? What are we about to talk about next?
Yo, here's a good thing, though. They move into the apartment, right? I think good juju for Eris and Jasmine, right? I mean, it's apartment 313, a.k.a. Detroit, you know, as he makes the whole reference to Detroit. Because the minute I saw 313, that's the first thing that popped into my mind, right? I was like, oh, wait. And then he made that connection and kind of tells why. And then he kills it by stressing that he's getting beat over the head with all this matching stuff.
I think 313 was more of a reference to a Ludacris song, and he just remembered.
He's got.
He just remembered somebody. Oh, 313, that reminds me.
313. You know, it's funny you should say that because I want to show you this because I know you didn't watch the after party. I watched the first half of the after party, right? Nisha brought this up earlier. She said, I know you guys don't like to hear about the chit-chat on the after party, so my apologies, but Jasmine said the female Eris last had sex with was a female she knows. I think we were going through Instagram and realized they didn't know the same person. And she felt a kind of way about it.
Well, I don't know why she'd feel some kind of way about it. But again, I think Eris in his mind was 313, 214. Okay, so they move into the apartment along with everybody else. What bothered me was the next day when she goes to Eris's house because... Is it just me or did Eris's house look like someone in their 20s that maybe got their first corporate job in engineering out of college and they have a house, the man cave that he had, the little gym in there. The whole dynamic of it looked like a kid.
So Accomplice said Eris is a whole liar. That was not his house. At first I was like, why? Right? And I think I even saw someone else in the comments say, well, why would you say that? And then I thought about it, because what did he say to Jasmine? We need to have some. We need to let it be known that black people live in this house when we get our place together, right? There was nothing on the walls anywhere in his.
Oh, the black art that he was talking about?
There was nothing. I mean, nothing on the walls in that house. Nothing.
But they didn't really show much. It was just
nothing.
The gym. It was just the gym.
There was barely
bedroom.
Paint on the walls.
Well,
there
wasn't
even a different color.
This is just me being judgy. I just find 39-year-old dudes that have this shoebox collection and you have it all set up. I just look at it as just kind of young shit. But
no, you have a lot of shoes.
I just do. I understand organizing your shoes, but it's still, to me, just seemed like young stuff. But everything about Eris.
That's because you don't wear Jordans.
No. So when Eris is, you know, showing the house, he to me, the whole place looked really young. But his other part of his immaturity is him claiming all these different areas of the apartment that they're in. These drawers are mine. The top drawer, don't open the top drawer.
That man
she might find my sex
decisions.
Toys. I'm like, why you keep bringing up sex toys every episode and you don't even want to touch her?
Mm-hmm. Hey, that man was, look, he was making executive decisions and he was just saying, hey, look. You can have all 52 drawers in here. I need the top one and the ones on the left. I don't know what it is about the left-hand side about him, but there's nothing on he wants nothing on the right. It's all on the left. He must be a Democrat.
Wow, that's how far he takes his politics.
Yes.
I only fill stuff on the left side of the drawers because the right side's racist.
Matter of fact, when we do it, I'm only hitting the left side.
They're not going to do it. That's just it. Yeah, I mean, the whole executive deal, it plays into what a lot of people said about him being either controlling or wanting to be this king, you know, feed me grapes,
yes,
all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is mine. It's not a conversation. It's not like, hey, what side of the bed do you like? It's just, I'm claiming this. I'm making an executive decision.
Yeah.
He's a problem.
And the fact that she's like, well, you know, this is the, I just realized that my husband's bossy. You just realized that? But let's be honest. Eris was out here just making decisions for his friend / roommate, not his wife. Because remember, he gets a friendly vibe.
Tonight, I mean, he had that eat the cake anime vibe about him. You better not touch these three drawers or else.
Yeah, Gina has a great point. She says, you know, remember how we talked about Eris's cousin? Turns out she was right.
Well, we say, I said, that's the kind of person you want in your corner who's going to tell you the real.
Mm-hmm.
Her cousin was like, you're wrong for this. And she even tried to tell Jasmine, but Jasmine didn't want to listen.
Hmm. Well, you know, I would love to say an interesting episode. I think the more interesting episodes are still yet to come, especially once we find out what's about to happen with these next couples. I've seen people on Twitter say, well, it looks like two couples are going to call it quits next week. If anything, they're probably going to stretch it out to the end of the next week. And then we won't get into the week after, you know, we like to do. So it's going to be interesting to see how that kind of plays out.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about this. Thanks, Kitty. I'd made a note of that. I was waiting for Yanni to go on his, you know,
I don't have to,
get on his
I
soapbox like about shoes in the house. Your family, tell your people, no shoes in this house.
I like the fact that he was like, well, you're dog people. Y'all different. Them dogs be out there just walking around. You let them back in the house, crawl up all on your bed. They have to be their nasty ass paws. Yeah. Hey, I was going to leave it alone. I've already been called a doggist.
It's almost like she's the new cellmate. Hey, welcome to my cell. Look, when you pee, you stand up. Because we only pee standing up in this cell. This is my bunk. Don't touch my bunk.
It was very territorial. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. A couple other comments I saw here just before we get out of here. Yolanda says, I have a wifey sweatshirt that my husband bought me, and I'm 58 years young. So, you know, hey,
you
I'm
go.
Not mad at anybody who's doing it.
I
just,
you go, Yolanda.
To me, I just think it's just me. It's just my opinion. My opinion on it. Reed says, black people hand wash. The dishwasher is a storage or holding place. Exactly.
Yes,
that's exactly what I use it for. And of course, from Dallas Boss 88, Terrell is at his best buzzed / drunk. Remember that one time at band camp?
Dallas. Thank you, Dallas. I appreciate it. Heart you. I am. I am better.
And look, I just want to point this out because Dina, again, doubling down. I am saying you are a doggist, but I agree. No dogs in bed. Okay, see? We could compromise. This is what it's about.
But thank I mean, you, they're small and cute sometimes. They don't take up a lot of space. It just depends.
Yeah. Out to bed. I'm just saying. That's all it is. Look, don't forget, we're back Friday. We've got, what's it, Ready for Love, Ready to Love, Season 7, Episode 7. So 7 and 7 this Friday at 9:15, 8:15 Central. Then, okay, so a couple things popped up here. And I know we didn't talk about this yet, but one, we're going to talk, we're going to do episode, is it 121? Yeah. I
122.
Think 122. Episode 122. We're going to do the Love is Blind season 3 after the altar recap for episode 122. That's going to be on Monday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see you look nervous right now because you probably wore Netflix and saw this pop up too.
Yeah. I watched it.
So that's we're doing that. That's going to be there on Monday. That's coming up Monday evening. We'll have that up. But there's a new show that Nick Lachey's doing. It's on Netflix. No. It's on Netflix.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, no.
I'm just saying.
The perfect match. I'm done with Barista. I don't need to see him do anything else. I'm good. You're not going to do that. You're not going to try to suck me into another show.
Pause nope. yourself. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers and thanks, everybody.
Cheers. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, sir.